This Chazor Zeichen Nishbach Chesel Shrag Rabbi Yehudim Sechze Kedushim Daf Lamed Aleph. Zakhner Rabbi Yitzchak Dash in the Pasuk to teach that one who does an Aveir in hiding is like he pushes away the feet of the Shechina. Rabbi Shimon Levi Dash in the Pasuk to teach that a person may not walk 4 Amos in a very upright position. Rabbi Huna, the son of Rabbi Yeshua, would not walk 4 Amos with his head uncovered. He said, the Shechina is on top of my head. Zakhner Rabbi was orphaned of his father, Ezra Eliezer. If my father asked me to bring him some water, my mother asked me to bring her some water, who do I serve first? He told him, your father comes first because you and your mother are obligated to honor him. The boy then went to Rabbi Yeshua and asked him the same question and got the same answer. Yes, Rabbi Yeshua, what if my mother's divorced? Rabbi Yeshua said, I can see that you're an orphan, because he saw that his eyelashes had fallen out from crying. In the case of your question, leave a pitcher of water in between them and walk away, meaning the obligations are equal at that point. Ula darshan the pasuk that says that the kings of the world acknowledged Hashem ki sham u imrei picha, imrei, plural. This means when Hashem said anoichi and lo yilcha, the king said that Hashem is saying this all for his own honor. However, when Hashem said kabes avicha v'yasimecha, they retracted their view, even regarding the first statements as well. They saw it's not, he didn't just say it for his honor. Rav Adash in the same concept from the pasuk of roish devarcha emes. They asked Rabbi Ula, how far is the extent of the obligation of Kibra V'aim? He said, look at the guy Domim in Asina, who had an offer for a deal that would have profited him 600,000 gold coins, and he turned down the deal because the key to the merchandise was under the pillow of his father, who was then sleeping on it. Rabbi Yehuda, name of Shmuel, said Rabbi Eliezer, said the deal was that the Chacham came to buy a stone for the Ephod. Rabbi Kahana said the profit actually would have been 800,000 gold coins. The next year, Zakhti Gemara, Hashem paid him a reward by having a red cow born to his flock, a paraduma. The Chacham went to buy it from him. He told him, I know that no matter what I ask for this, you're going to give it to me. However, all I will ask for is the profit that I lost due to my honoring of my father. Rav Hanina said, if someone who is not even commanded to honor his parents went to such an extreme and received such a reward, certainly someone who is required and who does so will definitely get such a reward, because mitzvah v'aisa is greater than in a mitzvah v'aisa. Rav Yosef, who was blind, said, initially, I thought that if someone comes and tells me that Allah is like a Yehuda who says that a blind person is potter from doing mitzvahs, I'll make a party, because I do the mitzvahs even though I'm blind, and that's greater than doing mitzvahs based on an obligation. However, now that Rav Hanina said that God la mitzvah v'aisa yosef she'ena mitzvah v'aisa, if someone tells me that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, I will make a party. Rav Dimi said, Dom Benassino was once wearing a golden garment while sitting among the Roman aristocrats, and his mother came and ripped his garment, hit him on the head, and spit in front of him, and yet he did not embarrass her. Avimi, the son of Rabbi Avo, taught, a person can serve his father the finest delicacies and be punished for doing so, meaning if he serves him with a sour face and unhappiness, and a person can make his father grind on the millstone and be rewarded for it if he encourages him and explains that this is what's needed at this time for livelihood, etc. Rav Avohu said, my son Avimi fulfills the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Aim. Avimi had 5 sons of his own who each received smicha. Yet, when Rav Avohu would come to visit, Avimi himself would run to open the door. Once Rav Avohu asked him for some water, when he brought the water, he found that Rav Avohu had fallen asleep. He waited there, stood there with the water until Rav Avohu woke up. Zakhma Rav Yaakov Bar Avua asked Abaya, when I come home from Beis Medrash, my father is waiting there with water for me, and my mother has already prepared me some wine. Am I to accept this from them? He said, you can accept it from your mother, but not from your father, because your father is Talmud Chacham, and he will feel bad if you let him serve you. Rabbi Tarfon would bend down to let his mother step onto him, and to then climb into her bed, and to come off her bed. He told people in Beis Medrash that he acts this way. They told him, you have not yet reached even half of the mitzvah. Has your mother ever thrown your wallet full of money into the ocean, and you not embarrass her for doing so? When Rabbi Yosef would hear his mother coming, he would stand up and say, I will stand up for the Shechina who is coming. Rabbi Yechanan said, since the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Aim is almost impossible to fully fulfill, so Rabbi Yechanan said, lucky is the one who never saw his parents and doesn't have that obligation. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yechanan's father died when his mother was expecting with him, and his mother died at his birth. The same thing happened with Abaya. Although many times we find that Abaya quotes things that his mother told him, it's actually referring to the woman who raised him, not his actual biological mother. Rav Asi had an elderly mother who had dementia and would ask him for unreasonable things. Not being able to properly care for her, he therefore left Eretz Yisrael. He then heard that she was coming to Eretz Yisrael. He asked Rabbi Yechanan, may I leave Eretz Yisrael? Normally it's also to leave Eretz Yisrael, but can I go to Eretz Yisrael and go and greet my mother? At first Rabbi Yechanan said, I don't know. When Rav Asi went back to Rabbi Yechanan said, go and may Hashem return you in peace. Rav Asi went to Rabbi Lazar and asked whether Rabbi Yechanan was angry that he was going. He told him, if he was angry, he wouldn't have given you a bracha. So he went, and on his way to greet his mother, he found out that it was his mother's coffin, her Aron, that was coming. She had passed away. He said, had I known that this was the case, I would not have left Eretz Yisrael for this. Abraisa says, one must honor his parents during their life and after their death. During their life, it means he should honor his father as follows. If he goes someplace that he knows his father is respected, he should ask that he be paid attention to in the honor of his father. After his death, what it means is that whenever he repeats something from his father, during the first 12 months after the death, he should say, this is what my father, my master said, Hareini kaparas mishkave, I should be a kapara for him. After the 12 months, he should simply say, Zechrani levracha l'chaya oilem haba. A braisa says, a chacham who's giving shir must change the name of his father or Rebbe if he is quoting them. He can't call them by the regular name. The meturgamim does not have to do so. Whose father are we talking about, effectively? If it's the meturgamim's father, how can it be that he doesn't need to change the name? How can a meturgamim say his father's name? So Rava said, it refers to the name of the father or the Rebbe of the chacham. So when the chacham says it to the meturgamim, the chacham should change the name. When the meturgamim then announces it out loud for everybody, the meturgamim can go back and say the actual name because it's not his father. For example, the Mara says, when Marba Ravashi said a shir and repeated something from his father, Ravashi, he would say, this is what my father, my master said. The meturgamim would then announce, this is what Rav Ashi said.